Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you over 30 experts who are going to support you in mastering your time, mindset, and energy around money and business so you can create an epic life and business. And today, I'm super excited to bring you someone who's going to give you some serious, tangible techniques and tips and strategies to really move your business forward. Digital experience strategist and business technology expert Camilla Beltran helps brands create digital experiences that streamline processes, boost revenue, and captivate customers. She's the founder of ADO Digital, a successful boutique digital marketing firm that focuses on profitable websites, business technology, and marketing strategies. As a former network engineer, online retail business owner, real estate investor, and having her hands in multiple business ventures, she equips entrepreneurs and organizations to utilize modern strategies and technology to maximize and monetize their businesses. Camilla's giftings in technology, process development, and business allows her to consult with entrepreneurs and organizations to strategically take actions to reach their goals in an effective, profitable way. She's earned her Bachelor's of Science in Information Technology with an emphasis in visual communications and a Master of Business Administration. As a network engineer, she led multiple teams to utilize technology-based solutions for improving and scaling operational processes that have resulted in seven-figure cost savings. That's crazy. She was also featured as one of the top 100 Who's Who San Antonio women as one of the women of innovation. Thank you so much for joining me today, Camilla.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be sharing with us today. We were talking just before we jumped into recording that it's going to be really tangibly focused around business strategy and websites.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to talk about building and running a profitable website. Owning my digital agency, how it first started off is we were basically only building websites for people. And if you think back 10 to 20 years ago, if you had a website, you were doing it. Like, you were in business. People were impressed. But now that has changed a lot. Anybody can get a website. Anybody can throw up a website. Anyone can look super official with a website, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a business that's making money. And working with numerous entrepreneurs, I have found that they build their website, but they haven't taken the time to really think through a strategy, a system, how they're going to make the money. They come up with a great idea. I want to be a business coach. I want to open a boutique. I want to be a business coach. Just all of those things. The internet makes it so easy, but you still have to use all the same business principles as before this modern day and age. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about going through that process and building something that you can scale that is sustainable for your business.
Awesome. I love it. Let's do it.
All right. So one of the biggest things of a website that I see missing is the website doesn't quite match how the person wants to make money. So if you are a person that needs to get on a phone call and close your deals, then your website should be set up to take customers on a journey, on an experience to book a call with you. So having your services and prices and for people to check out on the website might not be the strategy that you should have. So it should really be about how you make money and creating a digital experience. When I talk about a digital experience, it's really just a human experience. And I think that's the piece that's kind of like missing when people think about their online business and they're growing their business. It's like, yes, this is digital, but it's really a human experience. You're just bringing it to the digital platform. And we have to remember that we are in a people to people business, not a, business to internet business. So the first phase I always like to start at is strategy. And it's one of the most important stages. You shouldn't just get stuck in planning, but at least have a solid foundation about what your business does, what your unique solution is. And you don't want to have like a me too business. If you think of like a hair salon, you see one on every corner, but what is unique about these different hair salons? Maybe one specializes more in color. The other one is more of an upscale experience. They serve you wine. Another one, it was a show where an owner had like the $50 weave boutique. And I'm like, maybe you serve a more lower cost base, but you need to know what makes your business that's very different than others. What is unique about yours? Like, what is the problem that you actually solve? And I think we complicate it sometimes. But like for me, I help people make money by building websites and creating profitable marketing systems. But a person may say, oh, you know, the problem I solve is I help people get a website. But you have to really understand what you're helping a person do. You're helping them make money. Like, you have to dig into that like real foundational problem that you solve, and then uniquely how it is that you do what you do. And once you understand that unique solution, you have to understand who you do it for. And that is really important. And as we get more and more inundated with information, we have every social media platform on our phone. We're getting notifications. We're getting dings. We have our husband calling, our kids calling. We have to run around. I mean, we are distracted. So when you think about your marketing message, especially when you get into spending marketing dollars, you have to have some kind of focus so the people that you're talking to know you're talking to them. And it's better to have a niche and sometimes a sub niche. And a niche isn't always just that you do this for a certain person. It could be the way in which you do what you do. Maybe you do a certain type of lifestyle kind of photography. You could do that for different business owners, but your niche is lifestyle on photography. So understanding, again, the unique solution and who you do it for, that's when you can create a true money message. And if we're talking about money flow here, you have to have a good money message, particularly in the service business a lot, because people, it's a confused mind does nothing. So, and a confused mind doesn't spend money.
Right.
So if people don't understand the problem you solve, the unique way that you solve that problem and who you do it for, when they see your messaging, they could just blow past it. And when you understand that strategy, like down at a foundational level, once you get into marketing, building your website, creating emails for your audience, blog posts, social media posts, all those different things, it all starts with that foundation of the problem you solve and who you do it for, so that you can make sure that you always stay on message. So once you do that work in the beginning and you have that solid, that's phase one strategy. That's the foundation. And periodically in your business, sometimes you can be years into your business and you have to go back to square one because you kind of get off your square. You're like, what's happening in my business? I'm not talking to the right people. And you have to go back and do that exercise again. So don't think that's a one-time kind of thing. You have to go back to that periodically in your business to make sure that you stay on target. And sometimes as your business grows, it may evolve who your target audience is and what your solution is. Typically, the more we get experience, the more that we can offer people. So always go back to the foundation when things get a little haywire. So phase one, strategy foundation. Then we move into phase two. And phase two, I think this is sometimes I feel like the place that people start at. That's the system. People want to jump into building the system before they have the strategy first. They jump out there, they get the website. They haven't taken time to figure out what should go on the website, the copy. Like if you understand all of the foundational things, you'll understand what is your value proposition that needs to go on the homepage of your website. You'll understand, as an attraction tool. So typically if you go on a website, there's a place to sign up for a person's email list. If you really understand the foundation of your business, you'll know how to create the right lead magnet that'll be perfect for your target audience. So for me, I typically start at the website. So I have a website planner. It's a plan and launch workbook, and it takes the person through every single stage in the website process of what you need on your website. So logically, the next phase is once they're done with the foundation and they hire our agency, they've already done their homework. So in your business, like what's the first thing that you can give away? And I like to call it a freemium because it should be something that I feel like is premium. It should solve an immediate problem for your target audience. So that will go on the website as well because you need something to capture your audience. So that's part of the system is starting with that value proposition that you get out of your strategy, your freemium. Some people call it a lead magnet, free offer. So that'll be on your website, but it's also what you use to run your traffic to whether it's Facebook ads, Instagram ads. And you always, and when we talk about a profitable website, you don't just want to have a website. You also want to have a system within that website. So that offer would also go on a dedicated landing page. And the difference between a website and a landing page, a website can seem like this overall brochure about your website and everything you do, your about page. But a landing page has one specific purpose, and that is to capture your target audience's information. It's an incentive that they give you their information in exchange for something, like, for example, my workbook. Right. So you have that on the website. So this is part of building this system. So we have our value proposition. We have our attraction tool, which is our freemium. Now we also have a landing page that if a person visits our website, we can capture their information that way. And if we're running a marketing campaign, we'll drive traffic to that landing page that only has that offer. Mm. So once we move past that stage, we go into the nurture sequence. Okay. And again, when you really understand the foundational information, you know what to follow up with. And the book that I recommend everyone, well, the two books I recommend that everyone buy, and you may have heard of Russell Brunson, is Dotcom Secrets and Expert Secrets. And the great thing about those books, you don't have to implement like everything in there, but it really helps you understand how you have to position yourself to a new audience. Typically, if you're doing marketing and people are signing up on your email list, this is what we call cold traffic. They don't know you. They don't know who you are. So you have to get to know them as well as them getting to know you. So in that email sequence, you want to start out what they call an indoctrination sequence. It's the welcome sequence. You introduce yourself to them. You tell them about yourself, your aha, a moment in your journey, in your business. And this should lead them to making a buying decision to work with you or either to schedule a call. So these are things that take you through a system. And what I like to do, I like to jot out on a piece of paper before I even start writing, before I even get into all of the building, is like really writing it out. Like, okay, here's the thing that's going to be free. And then they're going to go to this page. And then once they get to this page, they're going to go to this welcome email. Here's the 5 emails I want to send them. And I'm going to have a call to action at the end of the emails. And here's the subject line of each one of those emails. And from those emails, the call to action then is going to take them to a sales page or a call booking page. So if it's a product, maybe you have an online course or something like that. And that email sequence, it'll drive that traffic to that page. Or if you need to hop on a call and close a deal, then it'll drive them to a page or a link to schedule a call with you. So once you understand designing that system, then you can go in either yourself or you can hire an outside agency to build that out for you. And I say do it as simple as possible, get it out there and start to test, because you don't know what's going to work unless you test it and see what works. So once you have the system designed and the system built, the third phase, I call it the scaling phase. And this is where you start to make money. But at each point, you're trying to make more and more money flow. Right. So there is 2 types of ways to scale your business. There's the slower way and the faster way. And typically, the slower way is in the more organic way. I call this organic traffic. And many times in like the startup phase where you may not have access to a lot of capital or money to pay for ads, that shouldn't stop you at all. There are so many other things that you can do. Right. That includes social media posts. If you're on Instagram, understand the hashtags. I think the website is Pop Social. You can pay to target certain hashtags. In Facebook, oh my goodness, like for everything that we do, there is a Facebook group that has our target audience in there. And don't hop in there and start to post just like, oh, here's my link and buy my stuff. Like really become a part of the community, talk to people, answer people's questions, and they'll hop in your DMs without you even having to ask them to when they see you as a resource. So that's a great way for like organic and free traffic. Also, there are joint ventures. So if there's another person, I like to call it like your one level up. Typically, if you're just starting out, you may not be able to do a joint venture with a person who has 1 million followers. Maybe you only have 300 followers and you reach out to a person that has 3,000 followers. Like they're one step ahead. And maybe you two can get together and do some kind of joint venture. But the one step ahead is really the sweet spot of a person that will work with you with certain things that you're doing or promote or come up with a partnership or even affiliate. If they sell your product, then they get a small kind of incentive or some kind of commission. So that's a great way for a free way. And then you have blogging. And if we talk about a profitable website, blogging can take some time to build that traffic. But with search engine optimization, if you use the right kind of titles, and you use a platform that's really SEO rich, like WordPress, the self-hosted WordPress, not WordPress.com, then over time, you can start getting organic traffic from online, or there's on sites like Reddit that you can share your blog posts. There's places that you can share those, but that's more of the slower way. It'll take some time, but I think that's a great place. I'm starting out understanding your business, understanding your customers' pain points, understanding how to speak to them, learning their language. That's a great place to start for your organic and free way of scaling and growing the business. But the more aggressive, faster way is through paid advertising. That's typically the quicker way to grow your business. And it's also the more risky way. yes, definitely the more a risky way. And I hear people talk about Facebook ads don't work, the cost is up and everything. And here's a little tough love is that typically if your Facebook ads are not working, it's either something wrong with your marketing or something wrong with your offer. And as a business owner, it's our responsibility to kind of like troubleshoot that and figure out where the breakdown is. You know, this entrepreneurship thing is not a cakewalk. It's a lot of researching and figuring it out. But I do like to help people figure out where the breakdown may be. So if you decide to do paid for ads, I love Facebook ads. I like Instagram ads too, but you also have LinkedIn and Pinterest and even on Twitter. I'm not big on Twitter ads, but those platforms, you can also pay for advertising. But here's where you can troubleshoot where you may have the problem at when you're trying to run paid for ads, but you're not getting the results that you want. So if you have an ad and no one is clicking on your ad, it's typically either the image or the copy. Those are the marketing words that you use to connect with your audience. And remember, again, this is a people-to-people business. Mm. And when you're doing your ad, you want to make sure that you're writing as if you're talking to a real person, and it's not like an ad in the newspaper, like, hey, here is this great 20% off sale, sign up now before it goes away. Like, that's not really making a real human kind of connection. And here's an interesting thing. Pretty is not always the best. So I used to do these like pretty Facebook ads, these graphics with, you know, custom graphics and words and stuff, and they would do okay. And here's another thing. Here's another tip I'm going to throw in here. Have a swipe file. When you see an ad that captivates you or stops you and makes you want to read and it holds your attention, take a screenshot and save it and figure out, why did that marketing work on me? The best Facebook ad that I ever had, I saw a guy that had a guide, and I stopped and looked at it because he literally took his phone and recorded his screen while he was scrolling through his PDF. It was the most low budget Grady thing that I had seen as an ad. And I'm like, well, this marketing thing is an experiment. Let me do the same thing. I took my website planner and launch workbook put it up on my screen, use my phone, scroll through it, saved it on my phone, used an app. I put some music over top of it. I ran that ad. I was getting my leads at 23 cents per lead, not per click, per lead of people joining my email list. The wow. highest performing ad that I ever had. And it was the most ugliest thing I had ever created. So don't think prettier is always the best and experiment. So if you're not getting clicks, it's something about either the image or the video or the words that you're using. So if you are getting the clicks, but nobody is signing up on your email list, there's something wrong with the landing page. It could be the image. It could be the copy. We all make mistakes. It could be that the sign up is not working. That happened to me before where I had a sign up button and it wasn't that nice. And I had a new tool I was playing with. I'm like, well, let me change it to this pretty pop-up that kind of like loads up nice on the page. And I was running my ad and I'm like, well, why isn't anybody signing up? And I went to my phone and looked at it. I did all the work on my desktop. Right. I went to my phone and looked at it and I'm like, oh, it looks weird on the screen. Okay, let me change it and go back. Like, it could be either the user's experience, the copy, the words. So if they're getting to the landing page, but they're not signing up, is something wrong with that page. Now, if people are clicking on your ad, people are signing up for your email list, but nobody is buying, then you have a problem with either something in those emails or the offer that you have is just not working. But if people are actually like, I'm signing up for a call with you and you're not closing the deals, it may be that you have to change your sales conversation and maybe work with a sales coach or look on Google for like sales scripts to help you to close deals or something like that. So you have to look at that. And it's probably the old network engineer in me when I was troubleshooting issues. Like, you have to keep stepping back to see like, where is the breakdown at? And that'll help you as you're doing ads to scale the business. So for a quick recap, the first phase is strategy. You always want to start with strategy. You want to make sure you understand the business that you're in. That also includes like the competitive research, what other people are doing out there, what makes you different, what is your unique solution, who do you do it for, your niche, and then combining those, you have a money message that people can resonate with. And then the next phase is the system. You want to design it out, even if it's on a piece of paper, just, you know, okay, this is what it's going to look like. And then either you can build it or hire an agency to build it. And then once the system is built, then you can go into the scale part where either you're actually organically doing it, which is trading more of your time, or if you're using pay for advertising, it's more of trading your money for your clients. Right. So that is the wrap up on building a profitable website and marketing system.
I love it. You like nailed it in like 20 minutes. Like,
Thank you.
And I love how you were clear on like the first thing you got to do is actually figure out what you're saying before you start building a system that like makes perfect sense to me. And yet is not what I did back 3 years ago. So where were you?
We're all guilty.
Right. But it's great that we're sharing this. And that's one of the things that Sharina talks about is she's super clear on who her audience is. Her audience is female entrepreneurs. She creates her, you know, we've created Money Flow Mastery. It's to help women clear their blocks and give them business. It's like she's a very unique niche where she has clearing and business strategy combined, which is pretty unheard of in the business world. Usually either one or the other. So she's got a unique combination there, which is she niched and then niched again, just like you were saying. It's like she followed your steps without even knowing you.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And I think that'll help more women to be more successful. We have a passion, but we have to have that business foundational stuff to just, you know, go at it hard.
We gotta get both combined. I love it. And you also have a free gift for our audience today, and you've actually seeded it through the whole thing, and I don't know if anybody's realized that you've seeded it through the entire message.
Yes, the website planner and launch workbook. And you can grab that at my website, CamilaBeltran.com/website planner workbook.
And we will also make sure that you have the link in the email and on the speaker page under Camilla so that you can always find exactly what you're looking for. I'm going to be one of the ones that's going to be going and checking it out and clicking on, because I want to really get clear on what's going next and how to actually make my website profitable. I haven't visited it for a while now. Should probably get
that's
on
that. Okay.
But thank you so, so much for taking the time with me today, Camilla. It's so, so valuable information.
Thank you. My pleasure. And thank you so much for having me.
And to all of you watching, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. Hit reply on this email and let Sharina and I know, like, what was the biggest takeaway from what Camilla shared with you today, so we can share with Camilla so that she knows the kind of impact she's having on you. And I will see you tomorrow in your email inbox with two more amazing experts. Have a great day.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.